Lizzie Jelfs is online. Normally, Lizzie's at track work, but this morning, oh, fair dinkum, she's found a way to Victoria. Lizzie Jelfs, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, I have found my way to Victoria. It's a fresh morning here at Euroa, and we're getting lots of footage for some Everest fillers on Vega Magic, Red Kirk Warrior, and a couple of the three-year-olds as well. We're trying to get the inside information of who's going where.
Well, that's all we're waiting on, aren't we? Because Lindsay Park, where you are at Euroa, for David and Ben Hayes and Tom Dabernick, they have a slot with the star group, but they haven't announced which horse yet.
Yeah, and there's a number of horses that could potentially take that slot as well. As I just mentioned before, there's been a bit of interest in all three horses. There's Vega Magic, who's obviously been absolutely flying this preparation. We had a look at him have a swim and a go on the treadmill as well, and he looks as though he's pulled up really nicely from that win in the Memsey. And he's certainly one of the contenders for the Everest for the star slot. But then we also watched Red Kirk Warrior have a gallop here this morning heading towards the Bobby Lewis, and he looks in absolutely fantastic shape. So another one, two very talented horses, and a little bit of information from Tom that there's been a little bit of interest in Tocachi to possibly take a slot for the Everest. So we'll have to watch this space.
Yeah, it's interesting here because the Coolmore Group have a slot, and they were probably originally thinking that Aidan O'Brien would come with a horse, but that horse that they were looking at, Caravaggio, is in the paddock. So I guess there's a slot there for Coolmore, and we know that they've got a couple there with Lindsay Park, haven't they?
They certainly do. Well, they have Formality as well. She's heading towards the Golden Rose, but I think with the catchy with her program, it will be determined. She runs in the Dane Hill, and it will be determined which way she heads after that, whether they'll make a decision on her performance, based on her performance, where she heads, and obviously speak to Robert Crabtree, the owner of Catchy, which way they head and which direction they go in. But there has been some interest into Catchy for a slot for the Everest, so that's very interesting.
It is. As you mentioned, the Crabtree family there with Dorrington Farmer with the three-year-old filly Catchy. For people that haven't spotted Vega Magic, we obviously here in Sydney, Lizzie, have seen the horse on the TV winning most impressively. What sort of a type is it?
Oh, he's a beautiful type. He's very big and rangy. He's a very gentle gelding. We've been following him around all morning, and he's been on the treadmill, and he was having a roll. And he's a really big, scopey type of horse that is strong as well as athletic. He's a cracking type, and he's got a great nature. And as you can see, he's very, very versatile.
And the other one, Red Kirk Warrior, a Newmarket winner, and obviously goes very good fresh.
Yeah, he's a similar type of horse. Looking at him, he's another quite scopey, athletic, a larger framed horse. He's got a very similar attributes to Vega Magic. They're both the same colour, one thing, but their physiques are pretty much exactly the same. That, as I was saying, that athletic, scopey look about them. So they're both looking great order. They're obviously at different stages of their preparation. You've got Vega Magic, who's had a couple of runs now already, and here have 6 weeks to freshen up for the Everest. And then you have Red Kirk Warrior, who will have a run Saturday week in the Bobby Lewis and then hopefully gain his spot into the Everest. So very exciting, two very, very exciting horses. Lindsay Park are so grateful that they've got two horses of their calibre. And yeah, they both to me look like they're going in great shape, and hopefully they can both gain a slot.
Yeah, well, gee, you'd think the favourite for the star slot would be Vega Magic off what it's done so far. That's my personal point of view anyway.
Yeah, you would think so, but I have to leave that up to the star and David as well, and Tom and Ben, and they will make the decision for the right horse to head into their star slot. So it's an interesting time. We're all vying for the information and who's going to head in what direction, but I suppose they know more and they'll be able to make an announcement after Red Kirk Warrior runs in the Bobby Lewis.
Yeah, I think that's the meeting Saturday week, the 16th. I'll make a decision after that. I should say that Lizzie should be able to get some inside mail for us here, because in a past life, she's with us and a part of the Sky family, but in past life, she rode track work down in Melbourne. She looked after the Melbourne stable for a while. She lives here in Sydney with husband, and who rides work as well. Have you got any mail for Saturday?
for Saturday. I spoke to the guys. I asked them who their best bet for Saturday, and they seem to think that they're probably heading towards an Adelaide best bet, which would be Muttermail over in South Australia. So they thought he would go quite close. They've got Canny Essent running in Sydney as well, who's a great chance. And also they were pretty happy with Hizar Rocky. He's certainly progressing in the right direction. So, yeah, I tell you, Andrew, I'm feeling pretty old because I can see a few of these horses. They're walking around as babies here, and I've ridden their mothers and grandmothers. And I'm, you know, my age is starting to show.
No, you're a young age. Now, for those horses looking for Adelaide, Muttermail is race 4, number 2. It's unbeaten, 2 runs, and it runs in the Morfordville Guineas on Saturday over the mile. So Morfordville, that's race 4, number 2 on Saturday. Lizzie, we'll see your stuff on our Sky Thoroughbred Central show, All About the Everest, Tuesday nights on Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're trekking to the Everest, and that's on every Tuesday night. Thanks for your time, and keep warm down there.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Lizzie. Lizzie Jolfs down at Lindsay Park, Euroa, this morning.